You are tuning in to the Local Business Spotlight with Lee Riddle of F.C. Tucker MGee Realtors. Here you will hear Lee conduct interviews with local businesses and business owners, community leaders, and insights into buying and selling a home. Now, here's your host, Lee Riddle.
Oh, and I think there's several of you out there that probably don't know as well, but did you know that after 10 years of the life cycle of your, from the date of manufacture of your smoke detector, that the chemical inside of them that senses the smoke is no longer, for lack of better words, active. It won't sense the smoke. The chemical only lasts that long. So with that said, I was at the American Red Cross with Young Leaders United, where the Young Professionals Group of United Way of Southwestern Indiana, and we had a lunch and learn at American Red Cross last week and learned this, and I just thought it was a great piece of information. So I know my house, personal house, it's going on 13 years old now, so I know that I was needing to get this done. So what I did, I took American Red Cross's advice and got on top of this, and I looked up the same ones that they disperse out, and they have a program for that. So I'm going to tag them in the comments section here of my video, but hopefully if you got any questions, you can reach out to them and they can clarify anything on what their assistance programs are like to evaluate your home. Four smoke detectors, make sure they're adequate in the right place, adequate number of them, in the right locations of your home, and make sure they aren't expired. So what I got here was, hopefully you guys can see that, the 10-year life on this one. It's a lithium battery in there, I do believe, and you don't ever have to replace the battery. I mean, I would still suggest checking it every 6 months to make sure it works, but the battery in it is supposed to last 10 years. It's a sealed battery, so you don't have to worry about that. And it's the ionization technology, which is supposed to be more accurate with less false readings. So either way, I just wanted to share this with you guys. Probably not something a lot of you guys have thought about, like myself. I knew that I hadn't thought about it much until I visited the Red Cross last week, and it was brought to my attention, and just gets it to you back top of mind, and especially with you family members out there, you know, just keeping all your loved ones safe. It just really helps you sleep better at night. At least it does me anyway. So I got this. Actually, I got this one on sale, went online, and I found the cheaper ones, the cheapest ones, on Walmart, actually, for less than $20 a piece before tax. So that's that was the best price I could find on these, right here. So either way, hopefully this helps raise some eyebrows, get you guys to check your smoke detectors, and keep your family safe. Until next time, I'll talk to you guys again soon, and take care. Thanks.
The podcast you just heard was recorded with Anchor. If you want to make your own, download the Android or iOS app completely free from anchor.fm/podcast. That's anchor.fm/podcast.